This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and we're about 38 minutes past the hour. I'm your host, Julie Copins, and I am delighted to welcome those unstoppable Junoites from Girls on the Run and Boys Run. I'm going to attempt the pronunciation. Ituwu Klatsin?
Ituwu
Klatsin. Darn, I was close. Ituwu Klatsin. Boys Run, who are gearing up for this Saturday's end of season 5K run to benefit Aware Inc. Welcome to Natalie Watson and Joshua Musson. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having us.
Sure, sure. So I understand Girls on the Run has been around here in Juneau for over 10 years,
right?
So for those who may not be familiar, tell me a little about the goals of the program, how it works.
Great. Well, Aware started this program as a violence prevention program, which is really unique in the country. And we did this because it empowers girls to be strong, self-confident, self-aware. And we know that those are protective factors that are going to insulate them from violence throughout their lives.
Excellent. And promoting positive body image and through fitness and all of that as well. And then a little later, the boys got into the act. So tell me about Boys Run. Joshua.
All right. I'll start off with a brief introduction. My name's Joshua Musson. I work for Tlingit and Haida in the Tribal Youth and Family Services Department. And so our role with Boys on the Run is pretty similar to the girls, our Girls Run mission, and that is, building those protective factors. But in boys, they face a lot in our society, and they need that support just as much as girls do.
Yeah, right on. Okay. Well, so I know throughout the school year, the young people get together with mentors and coaches. They, of course, they run. They do other, body positive things, and It all culminates in a big 5K event out at Sandy Beach. I understand that's happening starting about 10 in the morning, right?
That's right.
And this is to benefit Aware. And I understand Aware is still looking for volunteers. And, of course, people can still sign up to run. So what's a good place to go for information if people want to participate, come out and cheer on the runners?
Yeah, we have two Facebook pages. One is the Girls on the Run of Greater Alaska, and the other is Boys Run Ituwu Klatsin. So they can just search for that. We also have websites. Girls on the Run is GOTR, greateralaska.org, and Boys Run is boysrun.org.
Great.
And that's a great way to find out more. You can also call 586-4902.
Excellent. And I understand that the Juneau Audubon Society is also involved in this year's event. So there's a bird theme of the 5K. So I'm thinking of like running togs that might have an avian style.
That would
element.
Be fantastic if anyone can find wings to run
I'm
with. But
with
it's
wings.
Certainly not necessary. But it's going to be really fun and beautiful with the Audubon
great.
Society's participation.
Great. And now that Girls on the Run and Boys Run have been going on for a few years, some of those young people have grown. And I guess maybe if we could just end by talking about how you hope these young people will carry these lessons through the rest of their adolescence, young adulthood, and how can the rest of us really embrace this really beautiful model in our own lives?
Well, it's all about empowerment and being yourself, having that be okay and not being pushed around by what society tells us to be, whether it's as a female or as a male. We want girls and boys to grow up strong and independent, and also taking care of their communities. So that's a big part of the program as well. And we can support them by helping mentor them, until they're adults. That's what they need. That's a big part of this program. So we're always looking for more coaches. So we need volunteer coaches for both programs for this fall.
Okay. So you're already gearing up for the next season.
Yeah, we are. And just on that note of volunteers, it really brings up the level of community involvement in our schools. And that's really important for these kids as they make those connections with their elders in their community. It really just brings the whole community together, and we can all support each other and hold each other up.
I love that. Great. Okay. Well, thank you both for being on the program and spotlighting this great way that we can support our young people and keep everybody out running and in the right direction. Yes,
sorry to interrupt you. Can I just say one last thing?
Yes.
For volunteers and runners, we would like people to show up at around 9.
Okay, out at Sandy Beach this Saturday.
At Sandy Beach. And it's supposed to be sunny and beautiful. So,
rain or shine, though, we'll be there.
We may hear more about that. Our next guest is from the Weather Service. Whatever the weather, we will be there.
Well, hopefully it'll be beautiful and sunny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With everything she had, she left.